Hello, and welcome to our Science Talks program with Isagenix. My name is Kiersey Cody, your host. And hey, I hope everybody's doing great. We are like in full swing of summer right now as the recording of this podcast. Everybody is having so much fun. I've got a little bit of a bronzy skin glow going on, and we are having a blast. And you know, it goes by so fast, right? Before you know it, fall is going to be here. I know a lot of you don't want to hear me say that. But hey, I've got Taylor Malham with us today. And today's topic is all about Slim Down 365. This sounds like some sort of infomercial, doesn't it? But it's really the Isagenix Slim Down 365 days a year. It is a plan to keep you guys on target year round instead of just focusing on preparing yourselves for the bikini. Now, we all can do that, right? There, we've got great tips that you're going to be able to apply all year long, not just for summer months. So just a little bit about Taylor before we begin. She has worked on the Isagenix research and science team since January of 2015. And she serves as a nutrition education specialist. In addition, she contributes to Isagenix Health, which is our health blog. If you've not seen it and you're brand new, go check it out, isagenixhealth.net. I love that blog. It is, what I love about it the most, as a little side note here, is that it's unbiased scientific research and information. And what I mean by that is that there's a lot of stuff out there that people kind of twist and cherry pick to support their marketing plan for nutritional products. And Isagenix does not do that. When we launch a new product or a new formulation, or we provide science and research based on those products, it is legit science that's not cherry picked. It's reliable and honest and authentic. I love it. So she's a contributor to that. Also, she answers product and nutrition related questions. And she actually has her bachelor's degree in nutrition from the University of Arizona. And with that, welcome, Taylor. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Kiersey. I love being here.
Oh, we love having you. And what is this the second or the third podcast that we've done together?
Second.
Okay.
Yes.
And, you know, I lose track, but I know that the first one, the one that we did the last time, that was a blast.
So, it was.
Yeah. Okay. So now I have to just say this because we've done podcasts in the past where it's getting ready for summer, getting ready for the bikini. And, you know, when you and I, we were kind of brainstorming behind this podcast specifically, it's like, man, why are we just focused on the summer months and looking great when we really should be looking great all year long, right?
Totally. Yes, I totally agree.
All right. And so as of the launch date of this podcast, summer is in full swing. And I know that there's people that are going to be listening to this for the very first time. Maybe you were just getting started on Isagenix, so the timing could not be more perfect because you're going to be able to incorporate a lot of these tips that Taylor is going to bring to the table into your regime. But also, too, I mean, any time of the year is the best time to commit to getting healthier. Right, Taylor?
Yes, I totally agree. I think as a society, for some reason, we only associate like starting a new plan, really recommitting to our health and weight loss goals around like New Year's. And I just think that just couldn't be farther from reality from what our lives actually support. I mean, I have some pretty good reasons why I think that summer, these warmer months, are some of the best times to actually recommit yourself to your weight loss plan. For one, right off the bat, I mean, there's fewer holidays. For me, the parties, the potlucks, the baking, the holiday meals, all of that can just be such a hurdle towards, you know, shedding those pounds. So in the summer months, you don't have to worry about any of that. And I love that. You know, you're spending more times outdoors. We tend to be more active in the summer. Kids are out of school, more vacations. You're with your friends and family. And I just think, you know, getting out there, moving, feeling your best, that's just the greatest tool to support any lifestyle change. And also, I know we talked about this earlier, you're craving healthier food. You know, in the summer, in the winter months around New Year's, I'm always craving comfort food. I want something rich. I want something delicious. And those things always tend to be really rich in, you know, fats and carbs. Whereas in the summer, I know we just talked about watermelon, healthy salads, you know, the best summer fruit is available. So you just happen to be craving much lighter, more refreshing food that is much lower in calories typically and just really supports your goals. Another thing too is research has shown that you actually are drinking more water in the summer, and that's just the most holistic way to, you know, support weight loss without even really having to try too hard. And then this is kind of, you know, no duh, but you have an improved mood, and that, I think that's the best place to start any weight loss goals. You know, not from a sad or mopey spot. I know whenever I'm down, I'm always reaching for that comfort food, but when you have an improved mood, that just naturally happens to support your lifestyle change for the better. And then duh, in the summer, you're not so bundled up. You're out there with friends by the pool, the lake, the beach. You're getting out there and active, so you actually want to look good and feel your best. You don't want to be self-conscious. So, I mean, any time of year is the best time to just really recommit and work towards working and looking and feeling your best.
Mm. Man, I love it. So such great points, like fewer holidays. It's only the 4th of July here in the States, you know, where you really have something to worry about. But going back to craving healthier foods, the melon, the berries, the things that are in season in the produce section. And I don't know about you guys, but I love grilling. I love marinating, whether it's fish, chicken, popping that on the grill, kebabs, whatever. I just fresh salads. Of course, what you said, spending time outdoors and being more motivated in general. But I want to go back to the improved mood and with the vitamin D, because I was talking to somebody seriously just like 3 days ago, and they just moved down to Las Vegas. So we were like, oh, welcome to the neighborhood, right? Where did you come from? And they're like, Alaska. And I was like, oh man, you know. And we've learned from David to Spain that if you live north of Flagstaff, Arizona, guys, you're not getting enough UV exposure to create that natural vitamin D production in the body, right, Taylor? So it's like being out in the sun, have more skin exposed is really a good thing. Some people are a little afraid of it because of skin cancer and whatnot, but really vitamin D plays a huge role in your mood and even in weight loss, right?
Yeah, no, you are so right. I mean, getting out there and being active and getting that vitamin D, I mean, I think that's just the best recipe for weight loss in general. And, you know, if you, for whatever reason, just don't absorb that much sunlight to create that vitamin D, you can always use our Complete Essentials all year long, so you're not reliant on the weather outside, you know? So I think just making sure you're getting that vitamin D, whether it's through sun, through Complete Essentials, is the way to go.
Love it. Yeah, Complete Essentials is like your insurance that you're getting everything that you need. Such a good little add-on there too. And then of course, let's go back to the water drinking too, because dehydration is a really big deal. I mean, I know over in Chandler and the Gilbert area for you guys, where World Headquarters is like what, 115, 117? Here it's like 110. I know in a lot of places it's not that hot, but what is the average amount of water that one person should be intaking on a daily basis?
You know, everyone's so different and with different, like, activity levels, you know, it you kind of need to customize it to fit you, your own needs. Again, on isogenicshealth.net, if you type water or search hydration, there's a great article in there that really breaks it down for you. But typically around 2 liters is a great place to start. If you're getting that much water in your body every day, you're doing yourself a great service, and that's just a great place to start.
Sweet. Okay. So obviously what we've talked about is summertime is a great time for weight loss because people are mostly scared about what they're going to look like in their swimming suits. But we want to take advantage of this year round. What other tips that can you give people when it comes to weight loss any time of the year?
Yeah, so any time of the year, and even no matter what your goal is, if it's anything related to health and wellness, whatever it may be, if you're putting in work in the gym, if you're trying to eat healthy, don't sabotage yourself by not getting enough sleep. If you are not getting good quality sleep every night, achieving your weight loss goals are going to be so much harder, and for some people, they may even be impossible. This is one of the things I love the most about the Bedtime Belly Buster, is that they do include that sleep support and renewal spray in there. I just love that product. I think it's one of the most underutilized products for those on our weight loss systems here at Isogenics. And, you know, there's so much research into this. You know, studies have shown that those people who are sleep deprived, even by like an hour each night, can eat more calories throughout the day, typically coming from fats and carbs, And a study I was reading this morning was talking about how those who didn't get their 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night, they actually had slower fat loss when following the same weight loss plan as those who were getting better quality sleep. So, I mean, if you're doing everything else and the weight's not coming off, maybe really look at your sleep. Are you committing to that aspect of your health and wellness? And for a lot of people, I think that's where they're going wrong. Another thing, like we just already talked about, you know, just really, instead of focusing on decreasing calories, really focus on increasing your fruit and vegetable intake. This is typically, you know, so much easier for us in the summer because the fruit and vegetable options are just so delicious. One tip I have is I try and always have my favorite fruits and vegetables clean, chopped, and ready to go in a to-go container. So when, you know, craving strikes or I'm on the way out the door, I have a nutritious option that's already available so I don't have to, you know, talk myself out of slicing something up real quick. Yeah, and then, you know, drinking water, we already talked about this. This is just the easiest way to really support your health and weight loss goals. Sometimes when people are dehydrated, studies have shown that you may actually feel feelings of hunger and or maybe you just feel unwell, and that may lead you to eat something that you typically wouldn't be eating or, you know, give in to some craving. So just drinking water, it's good for you, you know, in these hot months, as you mentioned, it's especially important. And then this next one is the most important in my personal life, planning ahead. This might sound crazy, but sometimes I will even write down exactly what I'm going to be eating that day, you know, the night before, the first thing in the morning, whatever it is, with times, just planning it all out, making sure that I have everything I need with me to eat that day, or I know what I'm going to be having that day when I leave the house, is just so important. You know, the worst thing you can do is leave the house for the day without bringing along anything with you or not having any plan for what you're going to be eating. Because if I know for myself, if I miss a meal or if I miss a snack and I get hangry, oh my God, who knows what I'm going to talk myself into eating before I know it, I'm in a drive-thru somewhere. So don't even let that happen. Stop cravings before they happen and just make sure you bring your snacks along with you so you're not overindulging when you don't need to be. And then this one I actually just did back in June. I just decided I am going to do a full 30-day system. You know, I think when a lot of us are with Isagenix for so long, we pick and choose what we want to do. You know, we're in maintenance, you know, so we get a little loose with our system, which is that's what you're supposed to be doing. You're in maintenance. But if you are really trying to tone up, you're really trying to look your best for these the fall or some vacations you have planned, really just print out the schedule, you know, follow your shake day and cleanse day schedule to a T. Just recommit to why you fell in love with Isagenix in the first place. I think the structure that the system guy provides is just, it's amazing. It helps me so much. And I think that is some of the most, the best advice to, you know, really slimming down for summer or any time all year long. Just recommit to that 30 days. That's why you're here. That's what brought you here. That's why so many people have so much success. And it's just such a tangible goal and tool to use.
Very
so
nice.
That's what I've got.
Yeah, I love it. I love your little tidbit on this last part of just recommitting to do a brand new 30-day all over again. That's where everybody started pretty much. You know, two mm-hmm. shakes and a meal every single day. Block out your cleanse days, whether it's one day a week or 2 days at a time, and just see what happens. Because you're right. I think that we get a little bit out of whack with things and we end up picking a little here and a little there. So that's such a great tip. And I will say this too, cleansing is the foundation of what we're doing here at Isagenix. Seriously, it's removing the roadblocks so your body can receive all of the good stuff. And if you're not making time for cleansing, you might be really missing out on a huge, huge benefit that can just help to kind of reset the system and get you going again with, you know, a great healthy metabolism and, you know, and overall health and well-being, right, Taylor?
Totally. And I mean, I probably sound like such like a planner right now, but I even for the month of June or, you know, any month that you're really looking to recommit, I pre-scheduled my cleanse days in my calendar and I wrote them down and I kind of worked my schedule around it. And that worked for me, you know, because I had it planned. You know, they always say, you know, whatever you write down, whatever you schedule is your priority. So if you make your health and weight loss goals a priority going into that 30-day, I think you're really just setting yourself up for success.
Mm-hmm. I love what you said about the plan too earlier, that don't get caught up in something that might take you down the drive-through path. where you're grabbing something you shouldn't be. Not that we can't go through the drive-through, guys. Come on. Like I had one of the most amazing burgers I've had in a really long time the other night with my boys. So you have to do it with no guilt sometimes. But the bottom line is like planning ahead for me is shakes and bars. Like I love my bars. I will take my bars on the go with me so that I always know that it's easy. Because some days, guys, I hardly have time to stop for lunch, right? So that's a big deal. And going back to the water drinking, there's nothing wrong with putting cucumber and lemon in your water to flavor it so that it encourages you to drink more, or even some melon, whether it's cantaloupe chunks or watermelon, to get that yummy flavor. Do you ever do that, Taylor?
Oh, that sounds so good. I have not done that recently, but I am going to now. That sounds delicious.
And we all know too that, variety is the spice of life. So if you are getting a little mundane in the kitchen when it comes to maybe grilling or whatever, get on the web and search out some healthy recipes that you can grill with. Whether it's taking, vegetables and cutting them in thicker slices and popping some olive oil and sea salt on there, and even, I don't know, some sort of a marinating for veggies, and then grill it with your steak or your chicken or your fish or whatever. So get creative and have fun with it. And I don't know, Taylor, are you married yet? Are you single?
I am married, yes.
Okay, so here's what we do in our house. I don't know, because when you have like a partner or whatever, it's all about sometimes about convenience. So we always make more than what we know we're going to eat for the night so that we can pop it into containers for lunches. Right? For convenience.
Yes, I actually do that exact thing for my husband. He goes to work every day with either a tray of leftovers or whatever it may be, just so that he's not, getting starving at lunch and then going out and getting something crazy. I mean, always great to indulge when you want to, but just because you're bored and lazy and craving something crazy and you're not really going to enjoy it as much as you would, that's why I just always think it's so good to have something with you, to have a plan, to have a nutritious option ready to go. And Isagenics does make it so easy, like you said, with our bars and our ready to go snacks.
Yep, definitely. Lastly, before I let you go, exercise. It's so hard, yes. Especially like if we ever have time to lay by the pool, it's really hard for me to motivate myself after laying by the pool to go and work out. So we have to make it a priority before we play, or else it doesn't happen. Do you find that with yourself as well?
Oh, totally. If I don't go first thing in the morning, I'm probably not going to do it. So that's just for me. I know that about myself. I can tell myself that, after work I'll go, or after I do this I'll go. But I know that if I don't wake up and just get it over with, get it done, I'll feel so much better going through the day. I feel like it wakes me up, it gets me ready to go, and then it's done and I did it and I feel so much better about myself. That's my biggest tip.
Yes. So if you're listening to this and this has been a struggle, you got to take, maybe reconfigure your day and do it first. It's almost kind of like, you have to eat your green beans before you can have dessert, right? So just go for it and stay consistent. I think consistency is another thing with all of this that you've shared, Taylor, is that you don't want to just do this, here and there. But if you did this 365 days a year, guys, you would stay at that ideal weight. And I know that Dr. Paul Arciero has talked about this. Just the added stress on the body, even having 15 pounds of excess fat on your body, and how difficult it is for your body. And people really don't think about 15 pounds being a lot, but it really is. So your ideal target weight, it's pretty critical, right?
Totally. And I mean, also too, to go further on that is, I totally agree. Consistency is everything. I mean, weight loss or growing muscle or whatever your goal may be doesn't happen day by day. It doesn't happen meal by meal. It happens week by week. It happens month by month. It's that long-term commitment to health and wellness. And I think that's, why you can't just focus on weight loss. in around New Year's, in January, in February. You need to really find something that works for you and make it work all year long, and really just recommit every once in a while. I know for myself that's what I have to do. That's why I ordered that 30-day, just to really get myself back in the gym, get going, so I could feel my best this summer.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, and of course, let's not forget Replenish with the Amped line. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's such a big deal for summer months, right? To just make sure that the hydration is up to par.
Yeah, I have actually seen our social media team. They post some really great recipes, but they have made some delicious and pretty low-calorie punches using our Amped Hydrate. Just some great ideas out there on social media. I'm always so impressed by what everyone's coming up with. But yeah, just throw a little stick of your Amped Hydrate in your bag. That can really easily help you avoid opting for like a really sugary beverage, a weird coffee drink that is so laden with sugars and fats that you are just derailed for the day. So I think that's always a great idea.
Sweet. All right. Well, Taylor, I think this is some really good pointers, just a refresher too on what to be watching for. There might be things that some of you have been missing out on. So take full advantage of it, and best of success, everybody. And of course, Taylor, thank you so much for coming on and being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Kirsty. Always a pleasure.
And looking forward to the next time as well. And of course, everybody, let your teams know, friends, family, loved ones, whatever, and your teams know where to find all of the podcasts. isogenicspodcast.com. Subscribe for free. Download them. Take them on the go with you. This is perfect airplane learning. It's almost kind of like a little mini university on the go. You can take it while you guys commute back and forth to whatever location you guys are heading to. So have fun with them. And until next time, best of health. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.